Oh, la ma kando de la basande. Re kanda de la bosete. Hende de la boshanda. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rama kande de la bosanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we give you worship and we give you praise. We give you worship and we give you praise, Almighty God. We give you worship and we give you praise, Almighty God. There is no other God beside you, oh God. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being, Father God. We thank you this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship, Almighty God. We give you praise and we give you worship, Almighty God. There is no other God beside you, oh God. There is no other God beside you. Father God, today we come, Lord Jesus, and we stand before you tonight, Lord. And we say, Father, if we have sinned, we ask you to forgive us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. That way we can come boldly, Lord God. We can come boldly to your throne, oh God. We can come boldly to your throne, Almighty God. We can seek mercy, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We seek mercy, God. We seek mercy. We seek mercy in the time of need. Today, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you that your holy angel, Lord God, has been set aside and is assigned to us this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, precious Holy Father. Oh, precious Holy Father. Oh, precious Holy Father. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out, Lord God. Pour out, Lord God. Pour out a blessing that we won't even have room enough to receive it. Tonight, God, we come before you. And Lord, I hide myself, Lord, behind the cross tonight, God. And let you, Lord God, come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself tonight that men may know, Lord, that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. There is no other God beside you. So tonight, Lord, I welcome your Holy Spirit in this place. I welcome your Holy Spirit in this place, Almighty God. I welcome you, Almighty God, to come in and to change. I welcome you, Almighty God, to come in and open up the windows of heaven. I welcome you, Almighty God, to come in and pour out your spirit upon us tonight. That men may know that you alone is Jehovah. And your ways are just and true. There's no other God, no other God beside you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, tonight I come before you and I bow before you, Lord. And I ask you, Father God, to take my mouth and let it be a mouthpiece for you tonight, God. Moves through me strategically, Lord God, that I may be able to speak only what you want me to speak. Speak and hear only what you want me to hear. I hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God, that you may come forth and be glorified through me, that men may know that only you, You are Jehovah, and your ways are just and true. We worship you tonight, God. And we thank you, Father God, for eyesight. We thank you, Father God, for supernatural insight. Oh, God, we thank you. Season our mouth, season our lips, season our hands, season our feet and our eyes and our nose and our ears, Lord, that we may be able to be complete intercessors for you, God. Holy Father, our Father, you are in heavens, and we thank you that your name is all. Tonight we have only you. Tonight, we worship only you. Tonight, we bow only before you. You are kings of kings and you're Lord of lords, and you are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. If we'll sin, change the course of our life. Minister to us tonight. Minister to us tonight. I bow before you. I bow in your presence. Because in your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, there is certainly peace forevermore. Hallelujah. Guide and protect us tonight as we pray in our going out and in our coming in. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we may not even have room enough to receive. Supernatural Father, everlasting King, you know us from the inside out. You know us before we were born out of our mother's womb for a purpose and for a plan. You know everything about us. So we come tonight, Lord God, to sit at your feet. We come tonight, Lord God, to be in your throne room for grace and mercy and everlasting kindness and supernatural peace. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus. La teriba, koruba tundulaba. We come tonight, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasuri Rabas. We come tonight. We come tonight. We come tonight. And we bow before you. We bow. We bow. Before you. And we ask you now, Father, to minister through us, my Holy Spirit. Change her now. Change us now from the inside out. Change us now. From the inside out, change us now. From the inside out, change us now. From the inside out, change abokura. Remadeni kuriya baba. Kadosho turiya mama labu. Ramakondo rabosa. Hallelujah, there's a change in the spirit tonight. There's a change in the atmosphere tonight. It's a supernatural charge tonight in the atmosphere. It's a supernatural charge tonight of glory. It's a supernatural charge tonight for change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you would just jump into the water, if you would just jump in the water tonight, your whole atmosphere would change. Your home is going to change. Your family is going to change. It's going to be a change. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God say change in the atmosphere. Change in the atmosphere. That means the heavenly is charged with change. We wait on you tonight, God. We come with only your agenda tonight, God. Your agenda becomes our agenda, God. We know nothing, Lord Jesus. Only you knows. You're coming back. You're coming back, Jesus. And you're looking for your people. You're looking for your bride. There's change. There's change. There's change. There's change. Hallelujah. The fire of God is going to touch you right now. The fire of God is going to touch you right now for that supernatural change in the atmosphere. Holy Sunday. If you're sitting beside a family member, touch them now and say, there's a change in the guards. There's a change in the atmosphere. Your home is getting ready to change. Your family life is getting ready to change. You are getting ready to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise now. In the name that is above. In the name that is above. Every single name. Every single name. Every single name. There goes the fire. There goes the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every single name. There is only one name. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, and he is the Son of the Living God. Amen. And amen. I have put my subject together, my whatever I was supposed to minister on tonight, but we're going to wait until the Holy Spirit is finished with us, and then we can move on. At this time, let us just bow our heads. And if you know how to speak in the spirit, go ahead. And if you don't know, just welcome the Father God that lives inside of you into your atmosphere, right? Shashakata. Shikikika. Shakakake kokoboko baba. Very much. In the name of Chief. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shamokoriya baba balabanga. Shangula baba laba sendiliba. Inalokoba la baba ba. Remekura la baba ba ba. In the name of Jesus. If you know the prayer language, pray in the spirit. And if you don't, just welcome the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you to minister to you right now. And as we break through, as we say, there is a change in the spirit. There is a change in the atmosphere. There's a change that comes now for you and your family. And as I said, if you're sitting next to anyone, any family member, anybody that you're in contact with right now, I want you to just touch them and say, there is a change in the spirit. Hallelujah. This is not the work of a man. This is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you praise. And Father, we give you worship. And we come now, Father God, according to your word of God. And we bow now before you. And we take that bread, which is your body, Lord. And we eat that bread right now, Father. We are taking communion with you right now, Father. Bread of life. Bread of life. Bread of life. We eat that bread, which is your body. We do that in remembrance. Now we drink the wine, which is the blood. It's the covenant between you and us. Oh God, and we take that tonight. We take communion with you, Holy Father. Bread of life. We come now to break down the walls of the barrier of what the enemy tries to bring in to our day-to-day life as a consistent and a continual basis. We break every barrier. And we command every barrier to flee and stand still under the presence of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. Father, we give you worship. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We take this thing lightly. We take this thing very lightly. But the Holy Spirit is here. And he come to change lives. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. 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 Shumaliyo kundalaba. Ora matandoraba. Yeririhishonda. Grace and mercy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Peace forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm waiting to see if I'm supposed to continue. Just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the call tonight. As a matter of fact, it's our Zoom call, so welcome. Let me get my notes. And you know, we're studying, I think it's prophetic deliverance. And we've been doing this for a while. So you should have already had your notes. And I am not going to be going over those notes. If you were not on the previous calls, I would urge you to go to theholytabernacle.com and go from the weeks. I believe it will be under prophetic deliverance at the end. I think we have like 4 or 5 classes. I'm not really sure, but you could go and you could go check it out for yourself, because this is what these classes is about. You taking initiative and do what needs to be done by getting yourself equipped, because we are living in the last days. Don't know when Jesus is coming, but it has signs. If you go on and read either, I think it's Matthew 24, 25, one of those scriptures in there. I'm not going to even go into that part. You got to go and you have to check these things out for yourself. I believe it's Matthew. Let me see. I think it's Matthew 24, but you should. Don't take my word. You should go in and you should do your research. There's a lot of false gods and false preachers and false people out there saying they're hearing from God and Jesus is telling them this and Jesus is telling them that. You got to know it yourself. So there's no reason for me to sit back and try to dictate to you. But it talks about the signs in Matthew 24. And you need to go read it for yourself. You need to go know what's going to happen, when these things are going to start. That doesn't mean the end is there. It's just giving you an indication of what's going to happen. And then you start looking and seeking answers from the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God. Man is not capable. They don't. Let me tell you. They're not capable. I have seen some stuff and seen some things. Trust no one but God. Trust nobody but God. Don't trust your mom, your dad, your uncle, your aunt, your friends, your neighbors, your job, your pastor, your teacher. Trust the word of God for yourself. We have big time technology nowadays. All different kind of thing to your fingertip. Try the spirit and see if it's of God. Take out your Bible, take out your phone, and go Google. When you're Googling, you take your phone and you match it up with your with the word of God, which is your manual. That is the blueprint that the Holy Spirit give to you. True men of old, you know, olden days, or who you want to call them, people that God talked to before we were even born, and they put penmanship to this, and it was interpreted by other people. Now, if you don't believe it, that's totally up to you. I believe the word of God.
Yes, I understand that some things in there may contrary. I mean, it may be double. One something mean this, something mean that. Okay, you know what? My mother always say, take sense out of nonsense. I know if the Holy Spirit hasn't come in, not because you don't have to speak in tongues. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not the Holy Spirit. Okay? When you are and you call Jesus into your life, and you give your life to Jesus Christ, he lives and reigns in you. Your spirit man is changed, but you as an individual have to go in and study, change your ways of life, to study to make yourself be approved. You just have to be that little baby. When the baby comes out of the mother's womb today, you can't feed the baby food tomorrow. You will kill the baby. It's the same thing as when, like when you give your life to Christ. You gotta take baby steps. So you gotta have to know, not because you said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that your son is Jesus and he's Lord, and I want you to." It doesn't stop there. No, it does not. You gotta have to understand and know the word of God for yourself. Though when these false preachers and teachers comes up and start, I call it brainwashing, you know that you've been deceived. But if you just come and listen to me and everybody else, when you get information and don't search it for yourself to make sure that it's properly dissected by the Holy Spirit, you're going to be shipwrecked. And it don't make no sense for you running around crying and jumping from areas to areas and places to places and trying to get an answer. It just ain't not gonna work. Because you got your Bible. And there's so many different interpretations. This is not like the norm. We're living in a different age of information. Come on. Come on. Wake up, get up, and shake up. We are living in end time. Bible is being fulfilled right in front of our faces, whether you like it or not. I see a situation yesterday where somebody say, "Jesus, okay, abortion." Yeah, it's okay. When Jesus says, "Suffer the little children to come out to me," this pastor said it's okay for abortion. And he's in the church. It's not time to be playing games. These false preachers are rising up. And if you are one of them who's siding with them, repent. Father God is looking for a remnant of his people. And he wants to use us. He wants to use us. But how are you going to use us when we're out there acting falsely and creating false narratives? If I am one of them, I repent and I ask God to forgive me and to change my course. What is the use for me to sit around and minister the gospel and end up when I go to heaven or hell? He said, "Get away from me, depart from me, because I know you not." What is the use? What is the use? I have come in contact with demons calling themselves deacons in the church. And they're out there into witchcraft. You call it obia, detestable situation. I have seen it with my two eyes. I'm not lying. You have to be able to discern and know when you're in evil spirits. We are talking about prophetic deliverance. You better know about yourself. And you better know about your family history. You better know about those generational curses that follow you every single day of the hour. Comes in different shape and form and sizes. You better know. And when you find them and you see them, I urge you to step on their neck. You're supposed to become their foot mobile, not to entertain them like myself. Drive them out. If we are going to go into prophetic deliverance, how in the world we are going to try to deliver somebody when me or you and I or whoever not deliver themselves? It will be like Satan cannot drive out Satan. Oh, yeah. House divided cannot stand. It will not be able to stand. They have this thing out there, some kind of new thing that everybody out there demonizing themselves to try to look like these people. And some kind of app, and they don't even, I got to check in my spirit in regards to that app. I am not going over there to put myself in the app. People better know what they're doing and what kind of spirits are behind these things. I am here to tell you tonight, you better be careful. It's to change. It ain't no time to be playing church anymore. It's life or death. Is that serious? Because the devil ain't playing anymore. They're coming out in the grove. And they are not in charge of your situation, but you are letting them. And because you are letting them, they're in your house. They're in your house. You watch that on TV. You play those games. All those demonic games that you're playing, you better be careful because they're going to come at you. Oh, yeah. I am here to tell you tonight. We, that means I'm included, shape up or get up because the enemy knows us. And is not church as usual. This is time for kingdom building. And God is not looking for a building. He's looking for individuals where he can live and reign through. So you better back off with your churchianity on your Christianity. Back up and back off and get to flee because the enemy knows us. Oh, yeah. Get up Sunday morning running into church and cussing out your husband. And it goes from me. Get up Wednesday night talking about you running here and running there. Give me a break. The devil knows us all. We better repent and clean up. Over there sleeping with the pastors. Let me tell you something. In the church, these people say they're supposed to get the pastors. They're supposed to be the pastor. Well, the pastor married himself. Married. But he's supposed to be your husband. I don't believe this. People in the building sleeping around, but yet they're putting them on pulpit. Oh, yeah. because they're paying their tithes. To who? God ain't looking for your money. He does not want your cash. That money that you paying and you driving around with your Lamborghini, you just setting yourself up. That's what you're doing. Because don't you know when you give, you ain't giving to God? You giving into your own bank account up in the heavens or in hell? What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with us? What is wrong? We are talking about prophetic deliverance. Now, you know, I sit over there and do my study all day today. I'm doing one place to the next. I mean, all over the place, all different things that I'm doing. And I study, and now the Holy Spirit have me in here talking about different stuff. I guess we need to hear that. And I guess I need to hear that. Wake up, Rook. Shake up, Rook. Behave yourself, Rook. If I'm praying in the spirit, I'm not praying to you, I'm praying to God. And I'm building up myself. And I couldn't care less what the person think. There come a time when you don't have to care less. Because you've been caring all the time and they don't even care. So now what you gonna do? What am I gonna do? What am I going to do? What I, Ruth Elizabeth, going to do? I am gonna drop the surname and I'm gonna say my name. God created me out of my mother's womb and called me Ruth Elizabeth. What did he call you? Who are you? What is your identity? What are you called to do? What is your purpose on this earth? What are you called? What have you been called for? What am I doing here? Who am I? Do I just get up every day and get dressed and go around to do with the tulips? Or am I here to serve the Most High, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and to walk in his power and his might and to drive out demons? That's why we're here. What are we here for? What are you called to do? Are you called to be in the marketplace? Because guess what? All of us are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mark 16 tells you to go into all the world. You don't need no certificate for that. You don't even need a license for that. What are you here for? What am I here for? What am I doing here? Who am I? Knitted in my mom's womb for a purpose and for a plan. And I could go another step further and say, for a supernatural plan. And I could go another further and say, I am from the supernatural. Because at any given time, I can be transported from place to place, or from places to places. Who am I may ask? I'm called, and I'm appointed of God himself. Who am I? Ooh. Righteousness of Christ himself. And he moves inside of me. And he said to me, you bow until I come. Who am I? Holy Spirit. Why am I here? I need to get those answers. I need to get those answers. I need to know. Who am I? Who am I? What is my name? What has God called me to do? Why am I constantly walking, you know, lifeless and mediocrity and don't have no clue, and when I have so much power inside of me? What is this all about? What is this all about? I gotta get answers. So now I'm in a prophetic deliverance class. And I am not even delivering myself. What is the first step for my deliverance? How do I go about seeing myself being delivered? How do I go about seeing change in my generation? How do I go about seeing change in my atmosphere? Who am I? I urge you today to take pencil and paper, get yourself a book like we always talk about, and start writing down, who am I? Why am I here? Visualizing yourself on paper. Wanted to know, who am I? I am called to expel demons. How am I going to do this if when I go out there and try to expel these demons and they start attacking me? Why? Because I'm not equipped. I am not clean to go into their territory. Not every single person can be in a class like this. So we need to have effective immediately some self-evaluation. Number one, get a pen. Number two, get paper. Number three, document today. Number four, subject lessons. Ask yourself, who am I? Then you go to the Holy Spirit with the Word of God. And have the Holy Spirit reveal you to you. Because you need to get breakthroughs. If you're in this class, you are here for a reason. And the devil will be upset when you find out who you are and why you are here. Let me give you a nugget. You are here to do target practice on his head. And because he knows that you're here to do target practice on his head, he come in and he distort. He come in and he mess with you every time. He messed with me all the time. The other day, I was not even feeling well. Down. I had to cancel a lot of my stuff. Why? Because maybe I needed rest. Maybe my body needed some rest and I need to come back. I don't know, but I just figured that I felt like I need some rest. And in that resting period and in that resting mode, I was able to evaluate and see some things differently. You see, not everybody is going to see your worth. You can't go talk to everybody about you. Not everybody's going to understand you. But I tell you one thing, the Holy Spirit does, because Jesus is communicating with the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit tells you right there in John 14. Jesus said, when he leaves, and I am going to look at John 14, my whole entire notes and everything that I study is all messed up. The Holy Ghost is ministering to us. John 14 says, if you love me, you keep my commandment. Verse 15. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter. Who's that comforter? That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because he saith to him not, neither knoweth him. He doesn't know him, but you know him, for he dwelleth within you. That means he dwells inside of you. Hello. Hello. That's what we're talking about. And then when you come down here, just keep going down to the bottom. He said, that's number 19. He said he's going to leave, so he leave, right? And he said, in that day, you should ask me not, okay? Because he's with the Father. And you are in me, and I will be in you. There you go. He's in you. Not speaking in tongues, but Jesus lives inside of you. So somebody told me that you can't go to heaven if you're not speaking in tongues. Well, you better know the scripture for yourself. And you know what? I didn't sit back and argue with that person. Doesn't make any sense, because it's just a waste of time. And my time is very valuable, very valuable. If you don't know that your time is valuable, find out. I found out that my time is very valuable. Okay? So, hey, you can do whatever you want, but I'm telling you what I know. That day he said it would be with the Father, and you and me, and I in you. He ain't saying nothing about no speaking in tongues. He said he's going to be in me. So thank you, Jesus, for being in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you come down here to verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Whoa, the third party of the Godhead. He ain't saying nothing about speaking in tongues. That man said, if you don't speak in tongues, you can't go to heaven. You better know the scripture for yourself. Whom the Father will send in my name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. And he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance. He's going to bring all things into your remembrance. He did not say speaking in tongues is going to bring all things into your remembrance. He said the Holy Spirit. That is two different things right there. The Holy Spirit is Jesus himself through the Father, coming here to represent the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is a gift. Do not confuse both of them together. It's a gift. In order for you to go to heaven, you have to repent and ask Jesus to come into your life. You better know the scripture for yourself. Don't listen to me. Take this over, look it over, and read it over, dissect it over, put it in any kind of conditions you want to put it up in, write it out. Write it out. Ask the Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your head and ask the Spirit of God to change your mind, let your heart speak to your soul, which is your intellect, and ask the Holy Spirit to change you from the inside out. So here we go now. I have studied and studied and studied. And I was like, whoa, Lord God Almighty, what is wrong with this? I am talking about demons. And then I come, one of the things that I was telling you that I read, it said demons have limited power. And then I read, I went in and I read, it says they have limited power. So what I did, I went and read it in the Amplified. And he said he came unto them on the other side. That's when Jesus is over there now. Jesus is over there minding his business. And while he was over there minding his business, I'm going to paraphrase it. There was this man that had demons. Oh, Lord. Oh, all kind of demons inside. He was terrorized and mesmerized by these demons. He was shackled. Yes. The demon shackled him. He couldn't even get up. He couldn't even move. That's what I read today. When them demons see Jesus coming, they was yelling out, why do you come to torment us? And Jesus said, hold it. Go read it for yourself now. Read Mark 5:1-18. Read it in the Amplified, because there was a word in here that I got to go check it up. And it says, okay. And I said, G-E-R-A-N-S-E-N-E-S. Okay, and I said, okay. And I said, what does that mean? And I went in, and I said, what does that mean? How do you pronounce that? G-E-R. So the G is like, Jera. And I'm like, okay, hold on. And I'm like, I'm going to bite my tongue. Oh, God, Lord. I'm going to bite my tongue. So I have it right. I have it written down in here. And I think it's G. When I come up with it, it was instead of G-E-R, it's J-E-R-S-A. No, J-E-R-A-S-E-N-E. In the Old Testament, it is J-E-R. And Mark. Okay, where did I go? Okay. In the Old Testament, it is number 2, 1-18. It's J-E-R, so it's Geranocis. Yeah, okay. So I said, okay. All right. And I just keep on reading, and I come down, and I said, okay. And then verse 4, the man was bound in fetters and chains that pluck him. Oh, my God. That poor man was chained up like a monster. And he's over there. He can't do nothing. He can't say nothing. He's beat up and torn down and knocked down. Why? Because that's what them demons did to him. But they had limited power. So we have to know that when they come, they're not as strong as they act and carry on. Their powers are limited. Jesus said, go. And right there and then they went and they had to go. They have limited power. You read Mark 5:1-18. You see, they don't have no powers. Okay. And then they're not of all powers. And then you come down, you can go to Mark 6:7. Okay, Mark 6:7. Look at that. Jesus called his disciples, 12 of them, and he gave them power. He sent them out in 2, and he gave them power over unclean spirit. And then we go to Luke 9:1. So you see, the enemy comes. That demon is in the over there, beating up the man, taking him down, having him in over there with them demons, and he's walking around like a lunatic out of his mind. So once you get cleaned up, once you get chained up, and once you understand your rights and your authority, when demons see you come, they're going to say, oh, my God, call you by your name. Why are you messing with us? And all you're going to say is go, because you got authority over them. Just like Jesus, he said, I want you to occupy until I come. So Luke 9, I want you to occupy. So he gave you authority over unclean spirits. Luke 9:1. The demons have no power. They don't have no authority over you. Luke 9:1. to Martin Luther 9:1. Then he called 12 and he gave them power and authority over all devils. You see that? And to cure diseases. When them demons come, when Satan and all his little hosts come and try to take you down, they don't have no power. Luke 10:19. He said, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Who is the serpent? The devil. Scorpions, all them spirits, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means hurt you. It's right there. So the man sitting up in the tomb, tormented, beaten down, torn down, disgusted, poor fellow. And if you continue reading at the end of that part, that man, he got up after he got delivered, and those people could not believe it. They could not believe it. The same man that was plagued in the tomb, chained up, beat up, same person now is out there preaching and letting them know, Jesus took this out of me. Jesus spoke and them demons ran right down into some pigs. How many thousands of them? There were legions in him. Run down and take off into the water. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, living you. I remember my daddy have this song, Morris, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And I would just sing it all the time. Lives in you. Oh, lives in you. All the time we used to sing it. And he will quit. And I was like, wow. And we over there jumping and carrying. Your mortal body, he lives in you. Lives in you. Every single time we over there jumping, the same power, all power I have given to you to cast out demons. But remember, Jesus had to go and did up there in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights, saturate himself, get himself acquainted with the Father. And what the Father wants him to do, he had to know his purpose in the land. You got to know your purpose and you got to get consecrated unto the King. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. Living us. Oh, yes. We can speak to demons. Yes, we can speak to demonic infest, demonic spirits, and they have to flee. Jesus say, go. And they got up and they went. You know what? Certain times, demons speak. You remember that Jewish girl? You remember that girl that was walking around and they had that woman? They had her. They were exorcists. You know who's an exorcist? Oh, my God. I know the name for exorcist is like a charmer. They put out spells. That is Acts 15:13. You can read that for yourself. You want to go to the psychic and you want to talk about your signs? Oh, you a liberal. Oh, you a Gemini. That's not good. You're touching evil spirits. You're getting into demonic sources. She was going around. And when I was studying, it said, that's a person which do. Oh, God, he do his expel stuff. He does expel stuff. He attempts to expel. They drive out evil spirit from persons or place. Evil spirit can be in your house. Evil spirit can be in you. Evil spirit. They can come and they can pluck you down. They can come and they can tear you down. And they can come. I mean, this is what I have in my notes. They come in and they knock you over. And they just want to come in and possess. They're in animals and they're in person. They're in all things. Wood furniture, your house, all different kinds of things they can come in. Depends on what you're attracting. They will come in. So these demons speak. But you don't have to sit around and say, who are you? I mean, when they come and if you want to identify them, you can. Because Jesus did ask, who are you? And they said, they're a legion. So like, they speak. They can speak. I remember this one lady that we cast out. She came to Manchester and there were certain things going on in Manchester. And she was even telling me yesterday when she went home, I think it was her first night of the meeting. And when she went home, the spirit comes in the house and starts screaming. I'm not going to call her name because we'll call her name, you'll know her. Demons can speak. They spoke to Jesus. One of them said they were legion. That means there were a lot of them in there. How much do we have? How many demons, how many evil spirits we have inside of us? So we got to go to God and ask him to reveal himself to us. That way we can go in and we can dispatch them out and drive them out of our family, out of our generation, out of us. And another thing, demons have feelings. Matthew 8:29. It's almost time for us to finish. I'm going to be finishing in 2 seconds. Matthew 8:29, because this, you all got a lot. You got a lot tonight. And you have stuff that you have to go. And you have to go research for yourself. And you got to go. Like I tell you, there were different things that I tell. Because I have to go in and listen to the tape for myself. Because when I'm giving out information, even though I study, I get some nuggets again while I am here from the Holy Spirit. So I myself have to go in and listen to the recording because some of these things are not in my note and they're coming directly from the throne room. Demons have feelings. They can scream. I mean, Matthew 8:29, he said, the demon says, Jesus, why do you come to torment us before the time? Why do you come to torment us before the time? You see that? They have feelings. That means they can be tormented. They can be tormented. If somebody torment you, what they doing? They kind of prick you. They're messy with you. They do, you know what I mean? When a person come and torment you, it's kind of hard. What can they do? If somebody's tormenting you, what are some of the things that a person can do when they torment you? I mean, write it on a piece of paper. What can they do if they torment? Matthew 8:29. What can they do? I mean, if somebody coming tormenting me, oh my God, it's like a headache. You know, I don't want to have no time for this. I don't want nobody messing with me. You're like, you know, get out of my face. You're tormenting me. You're getting on my nerves. You're pushing me the wrong button. These are some things, you're depressing me. Stuff like that, you know what I mean? Oh, Lord Jesus, Matthew 8:29. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, my God. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come? You know, to torment us before the time? Eh? That's what they're asking. That's the same one. This is just paraphrasing for what's going on over there in the Bible. And he said, you know what? Go. And he sent him into the swine. Our God is an awesome God. And he rain. Don't you know demons have knowledge? We're going to leave it off at that, but demons do have knowledge. So demons can speak. Demons have feelings. So if you know demons can speak, go and read Acts 19, 13 to 15. Demons have feeling, Matthew 8, 29. Demons have knowledge. Acts 16, 16 to 18. That was the girl who had the spirit of divination. She had a demonic spirit walking around behind those people, Paul and all the other people over there. And you know what? You know, Peter, all of them, Paul said, you know what? Guess what? Get away from us and cast that thing out of her. And her people who have her out there working for them was not happy. They were upset. Paul greatly annoyed and worn out. That's what it says in the Amplified. Turn around and said this to the spirit inside her. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. That's Amplified now. I'm not dealing with the regular Bible here, the King James. He says, as his representative, who are you? Aren't you here to represent Jesus? He says, as his representative, come out of her. And it came out of her that very moment. That's what I want. I want to, when I speak to them demons, or even when they see me come by, they pass out. I see that happen. Right over there in Orlando, I passed a person with demonic spirit. And when I went by them, the person started screaming. That's what I want. I want to live a life that when the demons show up and I'm there and they see me, they just start screaming, and I would just say, come out, come out, come out. And they got to go. Demons have will and desires. Can you believe that? Remember when I tell you that I have a book that I'm studying from? And this book is serious. And the Father told me to use it in my deliverance class, and that's what I'm doing. So I am teaching you some stuff that I already knew from way back in the 90s. But I'm using this book I call The Finger of God. Demons have will and desires. So you talk about your desires. You know why he coming to mess with you? Because he know your desires, but you don't know. He desired to come in your home. He desired to live a life that you are supposed to live. He desired to come in and take over your personality. He's designed to come in and suppress and oppress you. You know what oppress means? It means to keep you in hardship. Are you going through any kind of hardship? You better check them spirits out. Oh, you being abused? I better check them abusive spirit and try them out of my battle. Spirit of incest and rape. You ever been through something like that? I've been through that. Have you ever been enslaved? Where you feel like you ain't got nothing? People are telling you about you ain't going to be nothing. You ain't going to be about to nothing. People try to keep you down. That's being oppressed. It's a spirit of oppression. Hold you down. Scorch you. Cruelty. That's my daddy. That man almost killed me. With an electric wire in Jamaica, that man almost take me to frazzle. That's cruelty. Them demons was on that man. So you got to stop that. You got to stop it. You got to come in and fight generational curse. The man was evil. Oppress, no food. That's what they call hardship. Abuse. The man ain't giving nothing to eat. So when I come to America and I see food, oh my God, I'm gonna knock me on some pounds. Persecute. Lord God Almighty. Those are, look, I went and I found these words and they relate to me. So I wrote them down. Go find some words that relate to you under the spirit of depression and oppression. Suppress. Lord God, somebody trying to subdue me and conquer me? Anybody trying to conquer you on your job or off your job? Your family members? They're trying to restrain you and bring up strife? Keep you back? Keep you under control? Fight back? Curb you and contain you? These are things that we got to go look into. When you see these words, check them out. They come to oppress and to depress. Okay. I'm going to finish this tonight from right here. And I am going to say, we have another class next week on the same time, but not Wednesday night, though. It's going to be on Thursday because her deliverance class is the first. And I think it's the first and the fourth, yeah. But because we're going to have Christmas week, I am going to change it until the 15th, which I've already sent the email or the text message to the individuals. So we have one tonight, and we're going to have one on the 15th. And then after that, we're going to go into January, and the next one should be January the 5th. But it's right in the week. It's going to be right in the week of New Year's. And hey, I am really, really, really thinking about going to the 12th. So I will let you know for 2023 if it's going to be the 12th and the 19th or the 12th and the 26th. Okay. And I have some announcement because the Father have me, he placed me on a mandate. So because he put me on a mandate, 2023 will be different. Let me tell you something. We are going to go in a different course because he gave this to me a while back and I had it written down. We're going to dominate Monday nights. And we already dominate on Thursday, so we're going to dominate Monday. We're going to dominate Monday night. Before, when we first started out, we used to do things on Monday. So we are going to dominate Monday. Okay? And on Fridays, every Friday, we are going to have fasting. And that's going to be on 2023. And then sometime throughout the year, we are going to go back and implement our fasting. We are going to stand in the gap. We are going to do our fast. We used to go from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. We are going to stay on our watch. We're going to have a watch. Sometime in 2023. So I'm going to come up with the time and what time it's going to be executed. But like I said, we're going to command Monday. We're going to be doing Monday nights, teaching from 7:30 to 8:30. Okay, 7:30 to 8:30. And then I have here from 7 to 8. And then from 7:30 to 8. So maybe the teaching is going to be 30 minutes. Well, I have to see. I'll let you know. But I have from 7 to 8. And then from 7:30 to 8, we will have prayer. But it's going to be, I am going to be teaching on evangelism. I didn't even see that here. So if you want to know anything about going out and winning the lost for Jesus Christ, based on Isaiah 45, verse 3. I urge you to be in those classes because we're going to take it apart. We're going to go in by the Holy Spirit and we're going to do prophetic evangelism. Nothing that we're going to be doing is going to be in the natural. Nothing whatsoever. I was called in the prophetic. So whenever I remember when the Father was talking to me about prophetic evangelism, and I have never heard anybody talk about it. Until all of a sudden, a couple of years later, I hear people talking about prophetic evangelism. So everything that I've done or what I'm doing is on the prophetic, because I was called as a, not only a prophetic person, but an apostle to the kingdom of God. God has raised me up to minister to his people, to set the captive free, to release his people, and you have to know what you've been called to do, and you cannot sit back and wait for somebody and what the person is going to think and how they're going to say it. You have to get out of your skin and say, you know what? I am going to get into the skin of the Holy Spirit. That simply means I'm going to be just like Paul. I'm going to be like Paul. And this is what I have in my Bible. Let me tell you what I have in my Bible. I'm going to be like Paul. I have it in the front of my Bible. He says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That's what I want to do for 2,000. That's what I want to do from now. I want to do this. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then I have at the bottom, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to know him. I want to know him and his power. And you know what? I am just going to finish on this here. And I'm going to go over to Philippians 3. Because I want to be able to quote it in its entirety. That way, man, I do not mess it up. Period. Full stop. I want to know him. Oh, I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him. That I may know him. And the power. Put your hand over your heart. That's where Jesus lives, inside of your heart. Put your hand over your heart now and declare Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. Father God, that to kuni na kikota. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I place my hand over my heart and I ask you, Holy Spirit of the living God, come and reside and abide in us. Change us. Let your fire come now. Let it change us from the inside. That we may know you, Jesus. Touch now, Holy Spirit, touch now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. In Jesus' name, touch me now. Amen. And amen. Bread of life. Bread of life. Come now. Let your body becomes our body. Let your life becomes our life. Breathe now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, everlasting God, full of fresh.
Full of fresh on me. Hallelujah. 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 I want to thank you tonight for being on the call. May God bless you. May His face shine upon you. Supernatural peace to you. I pray today and tomorrow and the day after that when you go out or when you even go to bed tonight, the power of the Holy Spirit, they've come. I would minister to you from the inside out. I pray that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will live in you, and he will quicken your mortal body, and you and him will become one. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, have a good night. Amen.